Barb! Ken shouted across the various organics at International Market. Barb Carey waved, then briskly advanced her cartload of animal-free, hormone-free, zero-dairy, soyless, non-GMO edibles towards him. Hi, Ken, she said, smirking, as she eyeballed his unwholesome elections. What are you doing in the produce section? You might break out in hives. Hardy har har, Barb, he said, picking up a red grapefruit, then returning it to the heap. Thought I'd try eating fruit for breakfast this week. I'm batching it. Crystal's gone to Key Biscayne to see her sister. I'm home alone, too, said Barb. Just me and the cats. Blake's in Miami at some conference. He left yesterday. Be back Friday, I think. Ken arched an eyebrow. That's strange. Crystal left yesterday for Miami as well. And she's coming back Friday, too. Quite a coincidence. Barb tucked her chin in like a turtle. What do you mean by that? She asked. I don't know what I mean exactly, he said. But what are the odds? You're not suggesting they're together, are you? Said Barb with a chuckle. I mean, South Florida's a pretty big place. Ken knew he shouldn't go down the road he just steered the conversation onto, but it was too late. He was committed. Well, if they are together, it's probably because your husband tempted her with the idea at Muriel's Italian. All that talk about the lifestyle. You're joking, right? She said. It was Jenny and Tom who brought up the subject. Blake had nothing to do with it. Well, he sure seemed to know a lot about it and be all for it, said Ken, his mouth getting way ahead of his suspicious mind. And we both know he's had a crush on Crystal since high school. Barb knitted her brows, confused by Ken's unprovoked and unfounded assertion. High school, Ken? Really? Have you gone insane? You've known Blake for decades. He's a kind and gentle spirit, and he's never given me any reason to doubt his devotion to our marriage. But if you're determined to find scandal somewhere, may I suggest you look in your own backyard? I don't need to tell you what Crystal's reputation is at the club. No, she didn't need to, but feeling the obligation to defend her husband further against the scurrilous charge, she reminded Ken nonetheless. They call her the Ready Golfer, she said, raising her chin and crossing her arms, and it's not because she moves the game along. Ken prickled with the mention of Crystal's nickname. His friend Andy had told him about it last summer, after one round of nine holes and four rounds of rum and coke. He'd made light of it and encouraged Ken to do the same. Said that kind of thing was to be expected when you had such a hot wife. Ken had laughed at the time, told Andy he felt like the luckiest man on earth. Right at this moment, however, he felt nothing of the sort. I'm quite aware of how men perceive my wife, Barb. Let's face it, she's a head-turner and a flirt. But I'm confident she's never stepped over the line. Having said that, she is an easy target, especially when she's had a few. And I don't appreciate her being maneuvered onto the path of temptation. The path of temptation, Ken? You are either delusional or in denial. Barb wrangled her way around him in an effort to take leave, and just then Ken realized his egregious error and grabbed the end of her cart. I'm sorry, Barb, he said. That was way out of line. He sighed and let go, his painful expression softening her stony demeanor. Look, it's no secret that things have degraded between Crystal and me. I'm sure you've noticed. I keep looking for a reason, and this time I went too far afield. Barb nodded sympathetically. Have you considered marriage counseling? She asked. Ken snorted. Hell no, he said. We're both of us long past that stage. I probably shouldn't worry so much, he shrugged. We've been through rough patches before. It'll work out. And hey, please don't mention this to Blake. I don't want anything to come between our friendship. But despite his heartfelt retraction, the gnawing suspicion that had leapt to mind during that happenstance meeting at the market resurfaced later that evening, prompting Ken to go down to the basement, Crystal's lair as it was known, where she had fashioned a she-shed out of what should have been his man cave. The space was frequently inhabited by the ladies who lunched and golfed and gossiped and guzzled with her. And having an aversion to anything pink in general, and to those women in particular, Ken rarely visited, unless it was to borrow a DVD or take a bottle of something special out of the full bar. That evening, however, he was on a very different mission. He turned on her computer, authenticated with her highly insecure and ubiquitous PIN, 1111, and navigated to her browser history.